Who knows how the carbon tax will affect you? There are a lot of unknowns around the indirect impacts of the carbon tax, leaving plenty of space for politically fueled speculation. Political opponents have wildly different forecasts of how the new carbon tax will impact Australian households and the economy. The federal opposition says the tax will force up the cost of living and the cost of doing business. The government says costs to households will be compensated with payments and tax breaks. And the Greens say a carbon tax will stimulate the economy and create jobs. The tax will be charged at $23 per ton to businesses which emit 25,000 tons of carbon dioxide or the equivalent in all the greenhouse gases. The federal government has a list of 294 companies expected to pay the carbon tax, including energy generators, metal foundries and cement makers. The idea is that by having to pay for greenhouse emissions, these big polluters will strive to cut them, and cleaner alternative products will have an economic advantage. Exactly how the flow on costs will affect households is complicated and controversial. Many Australians have already had a taste of the impacts from a price on carbon emissions through preemptive government payments and letters from power providers detailing price hikes. The federal government will use the money they collect to compensate increases to the cost of living through payments to pensioners and families and tax cuts for lower income earners. There's a lot of economic modelling, but no one really knows the indirect effects of taxing the 294 biggest polluters and how this will impact Australian households. The Housing Industry Association says that modelling is forecasting a 0.8 to 1.7% increase to the cost of house construction. Power providers have estimated the cost of electricity to increase by 7% due to the carbon tax, but the big supermarkets are saying that there won't be any short-term impact on food prices, as they've been preparing for increased power costs for many years. As a business, we feel very prepared for the implementation of a carbon tax, Woolworths Andrew Hall told the ABC's Heather Ewart. Many smaller businesses have less room to adapt and absorb the increased costs that will flow from the new tax. For them, the only option will be to pass costs onto the consumer. With a state election less than 9 months away in Western Australia, the Labour opposition leader is steadfastly non-committal on the whole issue. I'm not actually endorsing it. I'm going to say, let's see how it goes, because I don't think any of us actually know, Mark McGowan told the ABC's John McLew. When asked if he supports the principles of a carbon tax, Mr. McGowan refused to answer. The issue is credited with both gaining power for the Gillard government through the deal with the Australian Greens and sealing their fate with what appears to be certain annihilation at the next federal election. But there's a year and a half for the carbon tax to settle into the minds of Australian voters, and complications that may result from Tony Abbott's commitment to repeal the carbon tax. Perhaps the biggest unknown of a price on carbon is how it will affect politics.